Well, changing gears now to consider cities in winter. Last fall, we told you about Chicago's Winter Dining Challenge to get ideas for COVID-era outdoor restaurant dining, igloos, and space heaters. Today, a competition for winter placemaking to bring foot traffic to entire main streets in colder months through winter activations like plowing snow to make walls and clearing bike paths. They got 65 entries from six countries. The contest came from Bench Consulting, where Jonathan Burke is creative director. He joins us by Skype. And Jonathan, you put out a call for designs for Saline Main Street in Saline, Michigan, downtown Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada, and Eggleston Square in Boston, or a street of their choice. What'd you get?
You saw some more traditional thinkings around the holiday markets and the Kringle markets, but some other really innovative ideas of, you know, we have all these Christmas trees and holiday trees and evergreen trees out. So using evergreen trees as a wind block and also using snow.
Well, I love this. Snow can hold in warmth and it can form walls.
The value of snow that we saw in some of the submissions was wind blocking. It serves to kind of deflect some of the prevailing winds up and over people who are gathered outdoors. It also can add to the mood, right? I mean, we're talking with folks down in some cities in southern Massachusetts, in New Bedford, for instance, about actually investing in snow making equipment to try and bring in some snow in some of the warmer winters.
You also had an admission based on the Scandinavian thinking of, I think I'm going to pronounce this correctly, hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. This is a concept of coziness and wellness. We all know Scandinavian design is just so exquisite and simple, but it's about creating an outdoor winter living room placed on a main street.
It's a mentality of kind of creating more of a sense of place and holiness outside in your communities. And I think we can really learn from some of the Scandinavians in all of our cities and towns. It can be a simple concept. It can be simple as personal warmth, as dressing warm in layers to kind of get outdoors. It can also be as detailed like adding some fire pits and warming stations and warm adult beverages to your main street and getting people outdoors with some simple concepts.
Well, interestingly, some of the ideas are based on what's already being done in cities like Edmonton, Alberta. But we learn that Edmonton actually only changed their thinking about winter, you know, it not being a time to hibernate, 8 years ago. And now they have fire pits and ice rinks and movies projected on a snow screen. They hand out blankets, tell the local meteorologists to be more chipper about cold weather, frame it in a different way. Tell us some more of the ideas.
Edmonton has really sort of set the bar when it comes to winter in cities. They've hired a person full-time on staff, a winter city planner, Ila Tanaka, who's just incredible at thinking holistically about the entire city of Edmonton to embrace winter. Outdoor patios at restaurants are a thing. Encouraging restaurant owners, instead of trying to enclose those spaces, make them winter patios, stand-up tables and change the food offerings and change the drink offerings and really do things to encourage people outdoors. She really experimented up there with different lighting styles. Colorful lighting in the darker months can make folks feel a little bit warmer, improves happiness. I think the biggest thing we learned from them and the biggest surprise they had was that they thought people would not embrace winter, that it'd be a difficult thing to do to get people to change the mentality. And almost overnight, people all of a sudden came out to all of these different events and these things to do. And she was amazed, I think, at the response. And we've worked with a number of cities and towns across the country in the last few months to really rethink what their traditional holiday events are and make it more of a weekend by weekend event, or more of a routine on a weekly basis, as opposed to just a one-off. What we're doing with a lot of cities is encouraging fire pits spread out throughout the downtown area to provide that space for warmth, but not necessarily encourage people to huddle and stay around too long, but encourage them to kind of come warm up for a few minutes and then move on to the next station from there. These are things that Canadian cities have been doing for years. Montreal's had it for years. Calgary this winter is really leading the way in terms of how they think about public opportunities in their public parks. They're actually stationing free fire pits with firewood in all of their parks and just letting residents and community groups come out and actually make their own fire pits. They're kind of pushing the limits a little bit and saying, you know what, this is an unprecedented year. We want to try to encourage people to have these social gatherings that we know will happen indoors, even in small groups, and do it outdoors.
Edmonton keeps parks and golf courses open and the snow groomed for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. In Boston, down in the seaport, you can go curling. You mentioned things like warming huts and light shows. You know, there's some towns that are putting beautiful either ice sculptures or light shows along a main street so families can just come and look at the beautiful lights. It gets complicated. Epidemiologists worry that people might huddle too close around a fire pit or have a false sense of safety in, say, a selfie booth. Warming huts sound like a wonderful idea, but But, you know, a city may have a homeless population that understandably would want to move in. But, you know, a lot of health officials are applauding this because it gets people out. If they can socially distance and wear a mask, you're healthier walking down a main street instead of sitting on a couch.
Yeah, we've heard from a number of epidemiologists. Like, obviously, there's concerns around crowding. We caution folks that make sure you're working directly with boards of health. I'm working with a couple of communities that have postponed different winter activations because of rising case counts based on conversations with their local boards of health. So I think it's a city by city and a case by case basis as to how cities and communities handle it. But I think overall, we talk about trying to get people outside this winter from a mental health standpoint, from a physical health standpoint. It's really, I think, preferred for most epidemiologists over keeping people indoors. For the long term, too, trying to encourage folks, you know what, winter doesn't necessarily have to be the forgotten season in cities.
That's Jonathan Burke, Creative Director at Bench Consulting, telling us about their Winter Places contest. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate it.